Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. What's up?
I'm great, thanks for asking.
Sorry.
Good to see that nothing's changed since last week. It's all right.
Not really interested. Same answer, isn't it? Yeah, I'm right.
I'm fine. So, no one ever goes, nah, I'm actually in a bit of a state, actually. So.
It's not for now anyway, is it? Not the answer.
So, actually, Kate, right now I'm going to tell you all my existential crisis that I'm having.
Please don't.
This is Even More Cleverer, a sister show of our regular Be More Cleverer podcast. Hello, podcasters.
Hello, a sister.
You podcasters.
Podcast, yeah. Sure. Go.
You pod bitches.
No, no, definitely not that.
Definitely not that.
Yep, so normally we do something called Be More Cleverer, where we find loads of information about a particular thing. We have a lot of fun doing it, but whilst that's on hiatus, we invite you lovely people and our friends to bring the facts for us, so we don't have to do as much. In this thing, we call Even More Cleverer.
Because it's like being clever, but more.
Last time, we had our lovely friend Georgia start things off with some facts about space.
She did.
And the Queen.
And the Queen.
And the Queen. And today, we are joined by Mr. Luke Franks.
Hi. Hello there.
Hi, Luke Franks. Hiya. How are you?
Am I a podcast bitch?
You are a pod bitch.
I think I'd like to
you
be
are
one.
Our podcast bitch.
Do I have to do anything?
We'll talk about the ins and outs later.
The ins and outs of being a bitch.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of being a podcast bitch. Yes. Hopefully, Luke, you have done some stuff already.
Yeah, I have. I feel like you've egged up my facts. I'm a bit worried now that they're not that deep, but that's okay.
They're facts, technically.
Facts on the list. Luke Franks, Luke Facts. We're trying to work
facts.
This out.
Facts. Facts. Good, isn't Luke's, it? Luke Lacts. Lacts sounds like a really rubbish laxative pill, though.
Lacts.
So I'm not going to go with Lacts.
It makes me think of lactating, like milk from the teat.
But two of my favourite things. So.
Yep.
Laxatives and lactating breasts.
Funny you say that, because I've got lactating facts.
Factating. You're factating right now.
Factating. Oh my.
He's factating.
Oh my goodness. Stop
and we
it.
Will suckle on your facts.
I'm
and enjoy the
what?
Nutrients.
Enjoy the factual nutrients.
And we should say that we are in... I mean, you two... Are we going to hide the fact that you two live together?
No, I think...
You cohabit...
We cohabit.
Not in a romantic way?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Still time.
It's kind of Bert and Ernie situation. Were they romantic? Were they doing it?
Who?
You see, Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh.
Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street were never explicitly homosexual. They were never practicing.
Do you share baths?
Never practicing. They're just very good at it.
Have you ever had a bath together?
No, but we have a bath. Not together. We have a bath.
Okay, it's good to just clear things up for them.
So Luke, you've been here in the house, just kind of researching your facts. How's it been? How has that research been?
Yeah, it's been good. It's more stressful than you think when someone goes, think of a fact, you suddenly don't have any, do you? But I've got some. Mm. I've got two. Double facts.
Well, that's what we asked for.
Well, yeah. I've done my homework.
Double facts, a double helping.
Yeah. I've gone for a crowd pleaser and a weird one.
Okay, Katie, what are you saying? Crowd pleaser or weird one first?
I think we start with the crowd pleaser.
All right, okay. Well, I thought it'd be crowd pleasing because stuff that people like, relationships and
yes.
love and that.
Yeah.
People love talking about that. That's
yeah.
what the whole of Maine Chelsea is based upon,
yes.
for example. And then also dogs.
Okay.
I love dogs.
People love animals, right?
Yes.
It's a real crowd pleaser. So get ready for this. Not in a weird way. It's not about loving dogs like that. But here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you usually introduce your facts? Do I have to do anything?
I think freestyle it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Drum roll.
It's about you.
When a dog sees its owner, its brain secretes the same substance as ours when we are in love. That's nice, isn't it?
That is nice.
Substance, though.
Yes.
Its brain.
Well, just like the chemicals, I imagine. It doesn't leak anything.
it's
not factating.
It secretes like a, it's not factating. So, hang on a minute. So, is that kind of proving love at first sight?
Well, I mean, it's dog-based. It's weird, isn't it? Because is a dog in love with you? It's all right, though, because I looked it up. Basically, this fact came with a study at Yale's Canine Cognition Centre.
Great.
The CCC.
I want to go there immediately.
The CCC, if you work there. And it says, when dogs are scared or worried, basically, they scanned loads of dogs' brains, and there was a cute picture of loads of dogs in an MRI scanner. Which was great.
We need dogs in an MRI
scanner. They didn't know what they were doing.
That's intense, isn't it?
Yeah. But it says, when dogs are scared or worried, they run to their owners, just as distressed toddlers make a beeline for their parents. But here's the good bit, because these two animals I hate. This in stark contrast to other domesticated animals, petrified cats as well as horses will run away. That's interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
Because I hate cats and horses. And
horses are foul.
Do you think, you know, was that like when you were at school, was there a horsey girl?
In what way? She'd run away when... No.
But there's, like, always one girl in the class who loved horses.
Yeah, not... Yeah, like...
Posh
like
ones,
a riding.
Isn't it? Always the posh ones.
Yeah, bums. Who cares
about
riding?
Do they have horsey girls in Wales?
In what? In Wales?
Yeah.
We have a lot of horses.
Growing up in the valleys?
A lot of horses. Lots of animals, Casey.
Yeah. I got thrown off a horse in Wales. I think that's why I hate them.
Did you?
Yeah. I went... My cousin took me horse riding and it threw me into some stinging nails.
Bitten by a horse as well.
I tried to
feed it. A tip rather than a fact. If you're giving a horse food, always keep the palm of your hand flat.
Yes.
Because if you kind of cup it, like I did, it nips.
You cup a horse, Jack.
I cupped a horse and it nipped at me. It didn't like it.
Oh.
So, dogs, I think that proves.
Do you remember when Jack cupped a horse?
Good times. Throwback Thursday. Upload that.
Throwback Thursday. So, I think that proves, if nothing else, that dogs are
dogs
the better
are the good ones.
Dogs are the good ones. They've always been the better animal. Katie, I feel like you're a cat lady, aren't you?
No, I'm a dog girl. I have cats.
I'm a dogger.
I didn't say I'm a dogger. I definitely didn't say that. I actually have cats, but I'm a dog person.
Okay, she's a dogger exclusive.
I am not a dogger. You cupped a
That's
horse.
That's what you would say if you were a dogger.
Yeah, I feel like doggers
to be
would
fair.
Say that.
I'm not a dogger. Fact, next fact. No. Yeah.
So this is the weird one, right?
So this one, I didn't realise until I looked it up, but I thought I found it. But... Adam Buxton, the god of podcasts, the godcast, did do this once, which I found out, but I didn't steal it from him. I also saw it.
So you stole a fact?
No, I didn't steal it. We both happened to have a similar fact. I just didn't want to make it seem like I'd stolen it.
Okay.
But anyway, on the back of Jaffa Cakes boxes, is this a fact or no? It's an interesting statement. There is a helpline for Jaffaholics Anonymous.
No.
True fact. Look at it. There's a phone telephone number if you're addicted to Jaffa Cakes. 100% true, because I've rung it once before as a joke.
You rung it?
I've rung it, and there's a lady there, and she hated her life because all she gets all day.
No, but is it like... She like the innocent smoothies, and they're like, ooh, got a fruity question? Give us a call.
I think it was a bit of a gimmick.
Oh, like the banana phone.
The banana phone.
Yeah,
the innocent smoothie banana phone.
Yes, I think it was probably more like that than the serious thing, but she obviously did get calls like all day.
Yeah.
But then when I was Googling it, I found a student post, and this looks legit. Shall I read you this?
Please.
Yeah.
I think I need help. The problem is that I'm addicted to Jaffa Cakes. I have a reasonably healthy 3-meal-a-day diet with not many snacks until I see a Jaffa Cake. I have to buy as many as I can, and if there's none at home, then I start eating as many as possible, usually between 25 and 50 a day when I see them.
Oh my god.
I feel sick if I don't eat them. Then when I do, I feel better. Any advice? This is really getting me down, as I'm bound to start putting on weight soon. P.S. This has been going on for about 6 months now, about five times a week.
Oh my god.
That sounds real. Serious.
Lola, I'm about to put on weight soon. I think if you're probably putting on weight now, hon. Oh my god. Also, oh god, it escalated so much. I'm a fit, healthy, young student. I eat 3 nutritious meals a day. But then I have them 50 times a day.
That's loads. But the way it's written makes me suggest that she's really concerned about it. It's what you would say to your GP, isn't it? Like, this is my background. And then there's some helpful comments from the people
in the room. There's a response.
Wait, well, that's where the Japanese Anonymous line came up, because people were doing it. One person says, yeah, Jaffa cakes are nice. Try to eat bananas or something, or other fruit you like. Or, Jaffa cakes are gorge. And there's a new flavour out, lime, but it's a bit sickly. That's not helpful advice.
Why don't you try a new variety that's just as bad for you?
I know. That's true.
Okay, I'm going to say that Jaffa cakes are fine. I'm going to say it, they're fine. Oh, they're okay.
No, you're wrong. Cake or biscuit cake?
Cake is Jaffa cake, right?
Yeah.
But I do like them, actually.
You're thinking about the tangy orange jelly now, aren't you?
And they are really light. I can see what that you could eat. I could eat a packet.
You could get addicted to them. Henry T says, why didn't you find the Jeffaholics helpline on the side of the box? True.
I just feel like there are more things.
But what about peeling the orange off of the sponge?
Oh, there's so many ways to do it.
Yeah, because they're fun. Because they're fun to eat. There's different ways to eat.
Ah, and it's dark chocolate. Oh, God, I still really like
Jack's
it.
Terrible at convincing us that he's not massive. Fun Jaffa cakes. He's like getting a horn over them right now.
I just feel like, though, the only thing is, I feel there are things that are more addictive food wise, junk food wise. McDonald's Anonymous. Like, why Jaffa cakes, am I right?
Tyler says, smear garlic paste or something you hate over one and then eat it.
That's actually.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout, to be fair.
That's not a bad shout.
My very first English teacher, quite a deep story. Once, when he was trying to explain similes and metaphors, he explained a story of when he was young and he loved strawberries so much that he would eat them all the time, and he was like Sunny D addicted to strawberries.
We need to talk about that. We can't
pick up on how Jack says strawberries.
I was going to say, we can't just move past that. Say it again. Repeat after me,
Stir.
Raw.
Raw.
Breeze.
Strawberries.
Right.
So I can't say the word strawberries. My teacher had strawberries. What's my story? What's my story? No, anyway, so like Luke was saying, garlic paste and Jaffa cakes, my teacher liked that red berry so much that his parents were getting really worried until one day he slipped in dog shit and didn't properly realise it was on his hand. He was still a kid. Went to the bushel where the strawberries were.
The what?
The bushel. You know, like where you'd find strawberries.
Do you know what a bushel
like
is?
Like a strawberry plant.
That's the full name for a bush that I've just learned.
Like
so
a hedgerow.
Picked the strawberries with his hands that had been covered in shit, ate them, and then from that, ever since, 40 years later, he was like, I cannot eat strawberries.
I'm so sorry.
That's right. I cannot eat strawberries because they taste of shit every time I eat them.
You can't.
No, I can. He can't.
I'm sorry. I got so distracted by strawberries and bushel.
Strawberry bushel. Well, that's boring. I mean, I wouldn't. It's quite extreme to poo on the foods that you don't like. You know, get poo on it. But the sentiment is there if you are addicted to Jaffa cakes or any other kind of food.
Oh, God. What a story.
What a
strawberry.
Luke,
yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful facts.
Thanks.
So we're about to start series 2
yes.
of Be More Cleverer. Last week, Georgia, who was on the podcast, gave us fortune-telling and clairvoyancy as the topic we should research for a future...
A suggestion.
Suggestion for a future podcast, something we should find out about.
Interesting. Good idea, Georgia.
What, pray tell, would you give us...
Well, no, this is interesting, I think.
Okay.
I read a thing from Elon Musk. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
That man who...
Owner of Tesla.
Owner of everything.
Yeah.
Inventor of stuff. He's a rich man. He's like Iron Man, but in real life.
Yeah.
He has loads of money and he invents things.
Huh.
And he was talking about artificial reality. No, virtual reality and artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was saying that because of how much technology has advanced recently, like, it advances so quickly, right? In, like, 100 years, it's advanced. We've got iPhones now, but before we were in horse and carriages or whatever. But, so it advanced so fast that it's probably, I don't know, I'm not going to tell this well, but it's probably, if that's the rate it's advanced, then it's much more like, because the world's been around for billions of years, it's much more likely that the world we're in now is a simulation of the real world.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. I'm with you.
Because of all that time, technology would get so good that it was, you couldn't tell the difference between it and real life. So, yeah.
So what are you suggesting?
That this, that we are not, we are in a simulation.
So what's the suggestion?
So is the suggestion, is the topic like alternative dimensions, virtual, like virtual reality?
I think it's, what is virtual reality going to be like?
Okay.
Soon.
That's good.
We could probably find that out, can't
we? Yeah.
What
is virtual reality going to be?
Find out it's us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Casey, thoughts?
I think you're going to have to do more than Wikipedia for this one, Jack.
Excuse me, I go to the library and I read Sheets magazine to get my facts, thank you. So.
Internet.com.
Linda Rinson.
Well, it's been a joy.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I've had a really nice time.
It's been a lol, hasn't it?
Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, sure.
Factate. We factated all over the shop.
I feel spent.
So, Casey?
Yes?
Next time?
Yes?
We'll be here. In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
What would you do? Where would you find us? What am I saying?
I think what you're trying to say is, if you would like to listen to the previous episode with Lovely Georgia, you can find us on the podcast stores, on iTunes, on Audio Boom, of course. And you can also find all the episodes from Series 1 of Be More Cleverer, which is our main podcast, which is what we're calling it. Yes, our main podcast. If you want to get in touch with us, do at bemorecleverer@gmail.com. Or you can find what we're up to on Twitter, at Be More Cleverer.
I'm going to go now, Kay. I'm done.
You're going to go dogging, are you?
No, that's you, love. Bye. Yeah.
Stream overal in huis de vetste beats uit de cloud met een nieuwe JBL playlist. De JBL playlist bedien je direct vanaf je telefoon of tablet. De producten van JBL zijn verkrijgbaar bij Wifi Media. Maak kennis met de toekomst op wifimedia.nl.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.